You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Thanks for tuning in. I've never heard myself on an ad. That's kind of weird.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
It's time now to head to Paris for our regular European catch-up. This week, we're talking to Justin Wong, who is in Paris.
Hello. It actually worked this time.
Yes.
I wonder why that is.
Come on. I know, but it's not showing a New Zealand number. It's showing, it's 49. Let me think what it is. Yeah, it's showing a German number on my phone.
All right, well, now you know that it's actually me. I am secretly in Germany right now. Now, we're about 45 days or so out from the Brexit deadline. Can you just tell me what's actually been making headlines in the last week?
Yep, so the big headlines last week is not in London, but in Brussels, because Donald Tusk, who is the president of the European Council, says last week there might be a, quote, special place in hell for those Brexiteers promoting Brexit and without a plan on how to deliver it. After Tusk met with the Irish Prime Minister in Brussels. Yes, so afterwards, it's not surprising that in London, especially on the Leave camp, Brexiteers are furious. The Conservative Party's House of Commons leader, Andrea Leadsom, says Tusk should apologise for his, quote, disgraceful and spiteful comments, while former Brexit Secretary David Davis says Tusk might want to, quote, join us there.
Those quotes are great by Tusk. That's an amazing quote. It's a special place in hell.
Yeah, it's a special place in hell. And, yeah, quite a lot of what I saw on Twitter is that quite a lot of Remain supporters in London, in the UK, in Britain, they're, like, applauding their quote because, there isn't, like, really a plan for all those, in my view, for the past 900 days when they were discussing all the finer details on how to actually get out of the European Union. Yeah.
And but, Theresa May's been in Brussels, hasn't she, this week?
For the past week, she has been in Brussels. And
surely that can't have gone too well for her.
Yeah, so what I would say is May didn't get any progress when she was in Brussels last week because she went to see Donald Tusk and the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker. And what Juncker and Tusk is just keep reiterating the EU's current official position. There is no renegotiation of the Brexit deal. That means the Irish backstop that is being proposed, that is on the table right now, is not negotiable. It can't be changed. But yeah, for the coming week, the British government is sending their Brexit secretary to Strasbourg to meet with MEPs and its Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt to Paris to talk to people in the European system to convince them that some things can be altered, but for now, the official EU line maintains that the backstop will remain there and there is no change any sort of way.
So I saw quite a lot of commentary ahead of May's visit that no progress would actually be made, and you said that is in fact what happened. So what's been a lot of the commentary from the media or from people on social media about what's happened in the last week, considering that there's actually been no progress made? Yeah.
In London, it's quite a lot of people are discussing about that, but I don't think I'm the best one to, like, comment on that because I'm, not really engaged to it. But, yeah, most of the Brexit commentary are just, like, limited to a couple of paragraphs on the French daily newspapers and all the front pages, most of the front pages aren't even discussing what's happening in London or in Brussels.
And now that Theresa May is back in the UK, apparently she's going to be addressing her MPs today. Do we have any ideas what she might be talking about?
I think Theresa May is staying in London for the rest of this week because she is due to give a statement at the House of Commons tomorrow, London time, because we are still in Monday evening, to convince more MPs to support her deal. But there are speculation out of London that Theresa May and a small bunch of leading conservative Brexiteers are willing to make some changes to the Irish backstop. Like there is speculation that Boris Johnson, who is a leading Brexiteer, that he might be willing to change his stance from allowing no backstop whatsoever to allow a time-limited backstop. That means it might be, a time-limited backstop.
So, that's interesting. So there's actually, you think, a chance that she might be able to persuade some more people to support her deal?
Yes. And with less than 50 days to go, I personally think that Westminster, Downing Street, they're now feeling the heat, whatever you're a Remainer or a Brexiteer. This has to be done and dusted by some point, otherwise it's going to be in the UK's case, it's going to be very messy.
And surely Theresa May will still be dealing with a lot of animosity within her, within the House of Commons and within her own party. She's still not popular.
Even though she's not popular, I would say this has been dropped a little bit. In fact, Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, he sent a letter to the Prime Minister last Wednesday, I think, outlining his five demands, and including, and let me just run that, you can cut that out, and included five demands such as a customs union with the EU, the UK will remain aligned with the single markets, and a bunch of other stuff that relates to workers' rights and protections. But I personally think the tone of the letter is not like, I demand you to resign right now and have a general election, and I want to talk. And what the reply from Theresa May the day after is not like going hard on reiterating her red lines. That means no extension of Article 50, no customs union, no single market whatsoever. And it's like, the tone of it is like extending an olive branch to the opposition, to the Labour Party, to the SNP, or maybe the other parties in Westminster, to say, look, I want to talk because really, we shouldn't be having a general election, right? We shouldn't be having an argument of the government should resign. We just want to get this done.
And moving away from Brexit, France and Italy are having a bit of a spat.
Yes, so Paris have recalled its ambassador in Rome for the first time since 1940. After a couple of really publicised spats with Rome between President Emmanuel Macron and leaders of the Italian government. So here's a little bit of context first before going on. Italy's populist, the current Italian government is a populist coalition that was elected in May. It is consisted of a coalition of seven parties and led by political parties that are strongly anti-immigration, such as the League and the Five Star Movement. After the current Italian populist government was elected in May last year, just 1 month later, French President Emmanuel Macron openly criticised Rome after the Italians refused the Aquarius, which is a ship with 630 migrants on board that it rescued in the Mediterranean to dock in Italian shores. And what he said and what Macron said in the decision, well, yeah, what Macron, how Macron criticized the Italians was, quote, "I only take lessons from those who open his ports." And one of the Italian deputy prime ministers, let me find his name, Matteo Salvini, who was also the leader of one of the anti-immigration parties of the coalition, the League, demanded an apology and called Macron arrogant. So, yeah, that's, yeah, so the spat doesn't, like, originated recently. It's already, it started, like, far in the year before. But what really triggered this incident that France recalled its ambassador back from Rome is during the Gilets Jaunes movement, because in early January, the government in Rome openly supported the French Gilets Jaunes movement, with Salvini describing the protesters as, quote, "honest citizens." And he also criticized Macron as not up to expectations, and he is governing against his own people. And just last week, the other deputy prime minister of Italy, Luigi Di Maio, who is the leader of the Five Star Movement, invited several Gilets Jaunes protesters who are intending to run for European parliamentary elections in upcoming May. And Lelis just decided this is too much, and they recalled their minister. But, yeah, and this involves a lot about the European elections in the coming May. But, yeah, I'm going to analyse it more further and talk to you about it next week.
We'll talk again next week, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about. There's always so much going on over in that part of the world. Thank you very much, though.
Yeah, especially Europe.
Yeah, exactly. All right, talk soon.
Yeah. Right.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.